right, let's learn Daf Chav Gimel over here. We got up to the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, so I asked if you guys can maybe look at the Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rush, Ran. There's a lot to discuss over here. I started with my high school shiur today. I challenged them to look through the Rishonim and come up with what issues the Rishonim talk about in this sugya. Not, I didn't ask them to tell me how the Rishonim deal with the issues. Just figure out what are the topics. What are the topics that have to be discussed in this sugya? So let's take a look. I just want to we'll quickly read through the Gemara and then we'll take a look issue by issue with the Rishonim. So says the Mishnah. The previous Mishnah spoke about who's kosher to write a get. This Mishnah talks about who's kosher to bring a get. And it says everyone can bring a get. Five exceptions to the rule. Cherishat v'katan, blind person, and Ovid Kochavim. Those people are not allowed to bring a get. Kibel akatan v'higdil, cherish v'nispakeach, suma v'nispatach, shota v'nishtafe, Ovid Kochavim v'nisgayer. If any of these people started their mission while they were psulim and then became okay, puzzle. It's no good. Right? In all these cases, Katan, then he became a Gadol. Cherish, then he became a Pikech. Suma, then he was able to see. Shota, then he became then he became sane again. A guy, and then he became a Jew. In all of those cases, it's possible because his Shlichus began when he was possible to bring the get. Now, right off the bat, the fact that there are five exceptions to the rule, the rule is anyone can bring a get. So who's anyone? If there are five exceptions, what's the Chiddush of anyone can bring a get? So what does it mean, anyone? Or is it only a male, you know, white male over bar mitzvah? Like, how does it, you know, it's like, who's anybody? It seems to be a very exclusive club of who gets to bring it. So we're obviously saying somebody that you would think cannot bring it can bring it. Hakol, everyone can bring it. It's just these five that can't. And is it really just these five? Are there more than these five that can't? What if you have a murderer? What if you have a terrorist? Is he allowed to bring a get? Okay, if he's a guy, then he can't. There's no Ovid Kochavim. But is this an exhaustive list? So these are all things we're going to need to think about. Okay, but says the Mishnah, Aval pikech v'nischayish v'chazav v'nispakach, pasuch v'nistame v'chazav v'nispateach, shofe v'nishtate v'chazav v'nishtafe, kosher. If a guy started out good when the shlichus was given to bring the get, and then somehow in the middle he turned bad, either he became crazy, or became blind, or he became a cherish, and then it turned good for him again, so then it's okay. Now, when we spoke about a guy who started out bad and then became good, we gave five examples, right? Because there were five psulim. Now we don't give five examples anymore. How many examples are we giving now? Of a guy who goes back and forth, who starts out good, becomes bad, and goes back to being good? We have the person who was able to hear became a cherish, now not able to hear. The person who was able to see became blind, is not able to see. And the person who was able who was sane and then went crazy and is not sane. What about the other two examples? Why don't we use those? It's obvious, right? They can't go back on them. What are the other two? Right? A guy. So what would that mean? He would have to have been a Jew, then became a guy. Well, right there, it doesn't happen. You can't become a guy, right? If you're a Jew, you can't become a guy. It wouldn't work. So what about the other case? The other case would be Katan, right? So in order for him to be good at the beginning, you'd have to be a gadol, and then become a katan, and then going back to be a gadol. So that would be impossible also. So the Kajaglover Gon was he was a Gon. He thought of things differently. He said, is it so pashut that that's impossible? To be a gadol, then become a katan, then go back to being gadol? This is a halacha. I'll just say this as a ha'ara. This is, you know, not a critical point for the sugya, but it is a halacha that an eved kanani is chayiv mitzvahs ki'isha. Right? We're all familiar with that. It's chayiv mitzvahs shazman grama, just like a woman's chayiv mitzvahs shazman grama. When? At what age does he become chayiv mitzvahs ki'isha? So a boy becomes chayiv mitzvahs typically bar mitzvah, right? Girl, bas mitzvah, 12. What about an eved kanani? He's a boy, but he's chayv mitzvah ki'isha. So is it at bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah that he becomes chayv mitzvah ki'isha? So says the Kajaglover, well, wait a second. Can you have a situation where someone is chayv in mitzvahs, then he becomes pater for mitzvahs, And then he vaita becomes chayiv in mitzvahs again. He says, well, if an Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvahs at the age of 12, like a bat mitzvah, so what could you have? You could have an Eved Kanani, he's 12 years old, chayiv in mitzvahs, nishtachrer, you free him. Now he goes back to being a katan, because he's under 13 and he's a boy now. And then he becomes a bar mitzvah. He's 13. So you could have a gadol sheniskatein v'chazav v'nisgadav. So the fact that it doesn't give such an example maybe tells you that that's not true, that he's not chayiv mitzvah at the age of 12, he's chayiv mitzvah at the age of 13. What's the problem? Well, Eved isn't really listed in our Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to talk about Eved. Right? Can an Eved be subject to this discussion in the first place? Meaning, if he's, we're saying that he's a gadol, he starts out good because he's a gadol. Why is he a gadol? Because he's a 12-year-old Eved. So that's why he's a gadol. But if an Eved is possible to bring and get anyway, so then he's not starting out good, he's starting out bad if an Eved is possible to bring and get. But it takes the Kashuk Lover to think of things, you know, the Tshuva Zeret Tzvi, he thinks of things in a different way than most people think about things. You know, the Kata is a good trivia question. Can you ever have a gadol sheniskatein v'chosar v'nisgadol? Okay, good. So those are the three examples that are normal. The Mishnah gives the examples that are normal, that it could, you can go back and forth, that a person can go back and forth. So in all those cases, kosher. Zach, cloud kosher, klaus of himself, b'das kosher. As long as he was a bar das at the beginning and at the end, he's kosher. Good, so if a person was a cherish in the middle, it doesn't matter. If he was a shota in the middle, it doesn't matter that he wasn't a bar das in the middle. If he was a suma in the middle, that's not a bar das. It's certainly a bar das. He's a bar das the whole time. So the Gemara will note that that rule doesn't fit suma. It fits the other two. It doesn't really fit suma. Suma was a bar das the whole time. Some of our greatest sages were blind. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes. Someone in my high school shirt said Yitzchak Avinu. Yeah, Yitzchak Avinu also. We had some very, very smart people that were blind. They're certainly b'nei das. Okay, so says Gemara. What's the problem with all these five? Now, typically, when you have a list of five that are all mentioned together in one bava, in one section of the Mishnah, so usually it's because they all have the same reason. It's all the same svara that they would be possible. If there were two separate psulim, so normally it should say, HaKol K'sher L'Avi HaZaget, Chutz Mecher Shot V'Katan, okay, and if Suma and Ovid Chavim were a different reason, it would say, Suma Ovid Chavim Psul Navi Yasaget, as a separate bava. Normally that's the way it would work. It would try to split it in some way if there are two separate reasons. Says the Gemara, though, over here, even though it lists all five together, there are different reasons why each one is possible. Cherishot of a katan, it's pashut why they're possible, is because they're lav b'nei deyaninu. You need to be a ben das in order to be able to bring a get. Why do you need to be a ben das in order to be able to bring a get? Mechitesi, you need to be a bar das to bring a get. If I have a trained monkey that could bring a get, so the monkey, assuming monkeys love bardas, right? All he's doing is a mechanical thing of bringing a get. Oh, so you're saying it's not a din that you need to be a bardas, it's just you have to know what you're doing, you have to know who it's going to. If that's the case, well, okay. Is there any way to say that there's something more than that, than just knowing who it's going to? Meaning, is a trained monkey really okay to bring a get? Pasha is not. We say a guy is not okay, right? At the very basic, you have to be a human being, right? So what's the problem? So he's doing a maisa nesinas haget for me. He's doing a maisa mitzvah for me. You can't have someone doing the maisa mitzvah without not a bar das. And it's making a chalos that a person is now divorced through his maisa mitzvah. So that can't happen when he's not a bar das. So Pasha says that won't work when he's not a bar das. Ovid Chavim, says the Gemara, that also makes a lot of sense. Nami delav bar heterahu. Not that he's not a bar das, but that he can't get divorced himself because he doesn't have kiddushin. So there's no gittin in kiddushin. He can get divorced, but he can't have get. So there's no gittin in kiddushin by Ovid Chavim. El suma amaylo. So what's the problem with the suma? So unbelievable. There are two answers suggested in the Gemara. The one answer is suggested by Rav Sheshes, and the other by Rav Yosef. What do Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef have in common? They were both blind. So they were interested in the sugyas of Suma. If you want to find out halachas about a Suma, you ask the blind rabbi. He'll know everything that there is to know about a Suma. So says Rav Sheshes, it's simple. The reason a blind person can't give the get is he might give it to the wrong woman. He doesn't know who you are. He can't recognize you, can't recognize your wife, doesn't know who he's taken from, who he's given it to. And you're there. Who he's taken from, me, not all the minos know. Says Rav Yosef, come on. He knows exactly who he's taken from, who he's giving it to. He's blind, he's not stupid. If he's met you before, he hears your voice, he right away recognizes you. Tzviya Seina Dekala. Rav Yosef says, I'll prove it to you. A blind man, is he allowed to have relations with his wife? Yes. How does he know it's his wife? Because he's not a moron. That's how he knows it's his wife. He knows he has Tzviya Seina Dekala. He recognizes her voice. So suddenly our Achronim say, okay, what about the Laila Rishona? He never met her before. Chasidish a couple. They never met before in the first night, so he doesn't recognize her voice. So where's the Tzviya Seina Dekala? How do you know that they just got Tzviya Seina? That's like the old joke they say on the Chasen Torah in the shul. My brother was once by Rabbi Temler shul for Simchas Torah, and they announced who the Chasen Torah was going to be. Rabbi Temler says to my brother, the Chasen Torah this year is a Chasidish Chasen. He's never met the Kala before in his life. He didn't think he was such a Ben Torah. So anyway, you have a Chasidish Chasen. He's never met the Kala before in his life. So where's the Tzviya Seina Dekala? How's he allowed to have? How's the Bir Rishon ever allowed to happen? Okay, Akasha, that the Achron. Tzviya Seina Dekala, Pashas doesn't just mean Tzviya Seina Dekala. It means that it's an Umdana Demuchach, that that's the right woman. That you know, it's got to be the right woman. Other Achron say, what do you mean? What do you even need Tzviya Seina Dekala for? Shouldn't need Tzviya Seina Dekala. The woman has Ne'emanus. Why wouldn't you believe her that she's her? Is there any reason on a woman to say that, to think that she's not who she says she is? So shouldn't she have ne'emanus? Mefarshim and Chumash discuss this sugya. No, where did Mefarshim and Chumash discuss this sugya? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gives Rachel simanim, right? So he'll know that it's the right one. What is simanim? Tzviya Seina Dekala. He's known them for years. His cousins. Tzviya Seina Dekala. What does he need simanim for? They also discuss it. Was that the Yaakov part that you were talking about? There's another place by Yaakov that they also talk about it. They also talk about this sugya, which is when Yaakov comes to get the brachas. Right? Tzviya Seina Dekala. Did Yitzchak have Tzviya Seina Dekala on Yaakov? Hakol kol Yaakov. What was Yaakov thinking? Right, so they talk about this sugya also. Okay, but let's just try to get through the Gemara now. So how could a blind man, or says the Gemara, for that matter, any man, if it's nighttime and he can't see, how could anybody ever give a get to his wife? Sleep with his wife. So obviously you rely on Tzviya Seina Dekala. So says Rav Yosef, I don't like your answer of Sheshes, that he doesn't know who his wife is, and that's why, I'm sorry, that he doesn't know who the man is that he's receiving the get from, who the woman is that he's giving it to, and that's why it's no good. I don't think that's true. So says Rav Yosef, no, you know what the problem is? We're dealing with a get that's being brought from Chutz Laretz. And when it's brought from Chutz Laretz, you need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta means I saw it being written, I saw it being signed. A blind man may not say, I saw it being written, I saw it being signed, because a blind man did not see it being written and did not see it being signed. That's the problem. Technicality. Got to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, and he can't. That's the problem, says Tosos. Says the Gemara. The Gemara then just adds in a few details. If the whole problem with the blind man is that he can't say, I saw it being signed, what if he was able to see at the time that he received the get from the husband and he went blind later on? So is there any problem? Can he bring the get? So that's fine, the Gemara says. Unlike the other cases where a guy was a cheresh or a shota, if he was sane when he received the get from the husband and insane when he delivered it to the wife, it's possible. Why is that possible? Because he wasn't a bar das when he delivered the get. But if he was able to see when he received the get from the husband and went blind later, he's a bar das, he has das. The only technical problem with the blind person is he can't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So you don't have that problem over here because he is able to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Good? So now, if we travel through the basic Rishonim over here, we will find six issues that need to be dealt with in the sugya. Maybe even more, but six fundamental issues that need to be dealt with. And in general, it's a good exercise to go through Rishonim, see what the issues are, and prioritize. which are the really important issues, which are the less important issues. If you take a look at these three tiny little Tosafim at the end of the Amud over here, Tosaf brings up three of the issues that need to be discussed. Let's see how you would prioritize them. First Tosus, Avicham Nami Dlav Baratehu. So says Tosus, issue number one. The Gemara explains that a guy can't be the shliach to bring the get because he's not included in getting a kiddushin. Is that a good explanation? Yeah, that's a perfectly good explanation. Tosus says, I got no problem with that explanation. That makes plenty of sense that's why a guy is not allowed to bring a get. But says Tosus, Havimatsi Lamemer Mishum Dubin and Shluchacham Bnei Bris. What does that mean? Not that there's anything wrong with what the Gemara does say, but the Gemara could have said another reason also. Why didn't it say that in order to be a shliach, you need to be a Jew? You need to be a Ben Bris. You need to be someone who gets a Bris Milah. Could have said that reason. That's why a guy can't bring a get, because he's not a Ben Bris. So issue number one Tosafos deals with is nothing wrong with the Gemara, but it could have said something else. So why didn't it? In the hierarchy of difficult questions that you really, really need to work on, where does that fall? Is that something that's a murderous kasha? We need to work on that for weeks? Or is that like, all right, if you have a nice answer, so I'll take it. If you don't, then I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Or somewhere in between? Where would you put that one? I'd put it in the not losing sleep over it. Right? There was nothing wrong with what the Gemara said. The Gemara gave a perfectly fine answer. Now, had Tosa said that I have an answer that's better, that makes more sense than what the Gemara said, then it would rise a little bit, right? It would be somewhere a little higher. Had Tosafos said that the Gemara's answer itself, the explanation the Gemara gave makes no sense, then it would be a highest order of priority, right? Then you'd say, okay, that's a murderous kasha. But Tosafos said that the Gemara's answer is great, and my answer is no better than the Gemara's answer. It's just different. So why didn't the Gemara say it? Tosafos happens to have a reason why the Gemara didn't say it. The explanation the Gemara gives is more inclusive. It tells me that anybody who can't have a get can't bring a get. So that includes a guy, it includes an Eved, so that's more inclusive. My reason of B'nai Bris won't include an Eved. Okay, so if we don't see another Rishon that asks that Kasha, we'll still sleep just fine tonight. It's not going to be a problem for us. Right? That's, you know, not the most challenging problem. Next Tosos, Mimi not all the Minos know. Says Tosos, what's that going on in the Gemara? The Gemara says, what's the problem with the blind man bringing a get? Is that Rav Shesha suggested he has no idea who he's getting from and who he's giving it to. How did Rav Yosef reject Rav Sheshes? Now, if I was Rav Yosef, I would have said, so what? So he doesn't know who this guy is. He's doing a job. A guy said, do me a favor, bring this to my wife. I'll go to the town, I'll ask, who's the woman? They'll tell me who the woman is, I'll give it to her. I'll scream out, Mikan, whatever, who is Sarah? I have a get for you. And some woman will identify, I'm Sarah. Here you go. So what? So you don't know who it is. What's the problem? Rav Yosef did not reject Rav Sheshes for that reason. How did Rav Yosef reject Rav Sheshes? You're right, you gotta know who it is. But the blind man is not a stupid man, he's just a blind man. He'll know who it is. How's he gonna know who it is? Tzviya Seina Tekala, he'll recognize the voice. He'll have no problem knowing who it is. So it's not a problem. It's not a problem of Rav Yosef's rejection of Rav Sheshes is not that you made up a din that you have to know who it is. No, I accept your din that you have to know who it is. I just think that he does know who it is. Says Tosos, whoa, so what Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are telling us is that there's a new din over here. If you're going to be a shliach to bring a get, you need to know the people. Forget about if you're a blind man. Yeah, the context is a blind man. That the blind man, by definition, doesn't know who the people are. What if I'm new to town and I don't know who the people are? I don't know this couple. I'm just working from Beis Din and they told me, go bring this get to somewhere. Do I have to know who the people are? There's no Mishnah in all the Maseches Gittin that says that I have to know who the people are. So says Tosos, Mikan Mashma, Ditzorich Sheyakir HaShliach Shezehu Abal V'Zu Yishto. The Shliach needs to know that's the husband, that's his wife, and that they're married to each other. You need to know who they are and that they're married to each other. So now Tosfos, is that a problem per se? Well, it's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that emerges from this Gemara. Tosfos says, it's a slight problem in the sense that it doesn't appear anywhere in Shas, doesn't appear in the Mishnayos, and it seems like a pretty important detail. For Shlichus, we have every other detail about Shlichus. This seems pretty important. So in terms of important Tosfosin, this is a little more important than the Ha'ara, the previous Tosfos L'Ha'ara, right? If we're going to want to know what we could take out of the Sugya, Tosfos is telling us, we take out of Chiddush Din and Shlichus from this Sugya. Then Tosfos says, not convinced. Not convinced that Chiddush is true. V'Hashem Yesh L'Chalik T'Davka Suma She'Yochel HaTosof V'Yeshloch L'Yos V'Hashem Yit'uhu. He says, nah, maybe not. Why not? Maybe you don't need to know who the husband is, who the wife is. You work for Beis, and they tell you, go to the next town, find Sarah, and give it to her. You don't have to know who she is, that she was married. That's fine, it's no problem. Why by the blind man does he have to know who they are? Because blind people are easy targets. People very often will play practical jokes on blind people, because it's easy. So it's more likely if someone, not a practical joke, but someone wants to fool somebody, someone wants to make sure that a woman receives a get, so he'll say, go give this get to that woman, and the guy will give a get to that woman, and it won't really be from the husband, and he won't really, it's much easier to do with a blind person. So who needs to know who the husband is, who the wife is? The blind man needs to know who the husband is, who the wife is. A regular guy doesn't really need to know, because we have no, there's no reyesa, there's no chashash that anyone's playing games, anyone's trying to fool them. But by a blind man, there's already a reyesa, there's already an assumption, probably someone's going to try to fool him. So therefore, we need to make sure that it's airtight, you know, that we have a very strong case. If I were to tell you that not all Rishonim agree with that conclusion of Tosos, would you be surprised? It's a svara. Tosos gives a svara to be mechalik between a blind person and a regular person. Is it the strongest svara in the world? That's a svara. You could hear that someone would say, no, if the blind man needs to know, a regular person needs to know also. How common is it that people play practical jokes on blind people? That's evil, right? You can't. You could argue with such a svara. Good, so let's put that on the back burner. So the first Tosfos, we don't really need to put so much on the back burner. Now we have a Tosfos that seems to be slightly more important in terms of a Chiddush Din that's going to come out of this halacha. We have to see, is it from the Sugya, we have to see if this Chiddush Din is really true. Third Tosfos, third issue. This is toward the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says if a guy was able to see and then went blind, he received the gift from the husband when he had sight. And then he went blind, he's still allowed to give the get. Why? Because saying b'fanei nechtam doesn't pose any problem. He could say b'fanei nechtam, he did, he saw it. B'fanei nechtam, he was able to see at that time. He went blind later on, it was a later problem. So he can give the get after he's blind. Sounds like a very similar case. A guy sees Reuven kill Shimon, and then the guy who saw Reuven kill Shimon goes blind. Can that guy testify in court? Let's not say a guy, two guys. If it's just one guy, he can't. He's given Malkus for speaking Lashon Hara. Right? So you see two guys. Two guys see Reuven kill Shimon. Levi and Yehuda see Reuven kill Shimon. And then Levi and Yehuda go blind. Can Levi and Yehuda testify they saw Reuven kill Shimon? So based on our Gemara, you'd say, of course, they saw it. There's no problem, right? Problem is, the Gemara Babas says explicitly, Pasul Eidus. They can't. So what kind of kasha is this? It's not a kasha in Svara. It's not a kasha in, ooh, there's a Chiddush Din that doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnah. It's not a kasha in, the Gemara could have said better, but it says good anyway. What kind of kash is this? A blatant stira, two sugyas. So this is better lose sleep over something like this, right? Blatant stira between two sugyas. What are we going to do? So it says, tells us, wait a second. That sugya is about being pasul eidus. That he's pasul eidus if he was pasul now to testify, and he was kosher at the time that the event occurred. We look at the Shas Hagodas HaEidus also, and he's puzzled right now, he's puzzled HaEidus. In our sugya, what is that? How does our Mishnah start? HaKol K'sherin L'Havi HaSaget. Everybody could bring a get, except for five people. Who are these five people? Are these five people Mesachik, B'Kuvya, and Krovim, and No, we don't mention those five people. Right? Who are these five people? These five people all have technical problems that they're not allowed to bring a get. Why don't we just say anyone who's pasaleidus can't bring a get? Because the halacha is that you could be pasaleidus and you can bring a get. You're allowed to bring a get when you're pasaleidus. There's no psul of a guy who's pasaleidus bringing a get. So I'll prove it to you. You know who can bring a get? A woman. A woman's pasaleidus. She's allowed to bring a get. So we're not worried about pasaleidus over here. It's a higher criteria that we set for ourselves. So for psuleidos, they need to be kosher chas hagadas eidos when they're saying the eidos also. But over here, it's not about psuleidos; it's about something else. It's about technical problems. What's it about? Well, for a blind person, it's about the fact that he can't honestly say the words b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. For a shota, it's about the fact that he's not a bardas. For a guy, it's the fact that he's not a b'nei krisus. Technical problems. Each one has their own technical problem. But psule edus is not a problem. So, Tosos, in dealing with the third issue, in his answer to this issue number three of the steer between the two sugyas, the answer is pretty strong, no? Right? The answer is, you're going to be hard-pressed to reject his answer, because his answer comes with a very strong raya. The answer is there's a big difference between psul eidos and psulim lahavias a get, because even a woman is allowed to bring a get, and a woman is psul eidos. So that's pretty ironclad, right? But he opens up a whole new world for us now. A whole fourth issue he opens up for us. Because what did Tosfos just tell us? Psul eidos are allowed to bring a get. As a rule, psul eidos are allowed to bring a get. New, who else is psul eidos besides for the guys that we mentioned in our Mishnah? Give me more psule edus. What? A guy we mentioned in our Mishnah. We said a guy is possible to bring a get. And he's a psule edus also. Who else is psule edus? Someone who doesn't keep Shabbat. Not Varian, right? Anyone who doesn't have Vera that you chayv Malkus for? A murderer. Not, you know, Michal Shabbos. Michal Shabbos Farasi. Maybe didn't have Mumar. What? A Karov. Are they allowed to bring a get? A Ganav is Pasaleidus, even a Ganav Midrabanan, like a Masachik Bukovia, a gambler, is Pasaleidus, even though you don't get Malkus for stealing, because we assume he's a liar. So Tos just told us, Pasaleidus are typically allowed to bring and get. And he says, the Raya is Isha. And our Mishnah didn't say, Karov and Ganav and Michal Shabbos are not allowed to bring and get. So that opens up the question. It leaves it as an open question now. All the other psuleidus, are they allowed to bring get, or are they not allowed to bring get? Okay? So now issue number four has come to the forefront. Okay? What kinds of psuleidus can and cannot bring a get? Issue number five, just a thought question. I mean, it's huge in halacha, this issue. The Mishnah said a guy is not allowed to bring a get. Why? Because he's not a b'nei krisus. Which part of bringing a get can he not participate in just because he can't give a get, just because he's not a b'nei krisus? Is it taking it from the husband that's the problem? Is it walking with it from the husband to the wife's town? Is it giving it to the wife that's the problem? Well, why does it matter which one the problem is? Because what if you could isolate it? What if you say, someone who's not a b'nei krisus cannot be the one that hand delivers a get to the wife? Okay. So let's make the guy take it from the husband, bring it to the town where the wife lives, give it to a Jew, and have a Jew hand deliver it to the wife. Would that be okay? So when you're learning the sugya, that's a nice question in terms of figuring out the lumdus of the sugya, but can you understand the Gemara without answering that question? Probably you can understand the Gemara without answering the question. I mean, it's not like, you know, that question is going to hold you back from going weiter in the Gemara, but that question takes on extra meaning because it's a huge halacha l'maisa. It's a huge question halacha l'maisa. For centuries, it's been a huge question halacha l'maisa. Why is this a huge question halacha l'maisa? Who cares if a guy is allowed to bring a get to another town, then give it to a Jew to give the get? Why is that so important? Very often, husband and wife, what? Overseas, what do? You mail it. Can you mail a get? Okay, so to mail the get directly to the wife, you can't do. You need a Beis Din there anyhow. So mail the get to the Beis Din in that town. And let the Beis Din take care of it. Is the fact that a guy was trusted along the way, is that a problem? Lahavias haget. Does it only mean liyad ha'isha? Or does it mean that at any point in the middle, it's going to be an issue if there was a guy involved? Right, so that's issue number 5 that has to be dealt with. And again, each of these issues, what I'm trying to show you is that each one, they're different categories of it. They don't just happen to be different issues. They're different types of issues. This is not a problem in the Gemara. It's not a stira from another Gemara. It's not a logical, you know, a logical problem in the Gemara. It's not a, the Gemara could have said better. It's none of those things. Nor is it a Chiddush Din that emerges from our Gemara. It's something very similar to what our Gemara talks about, where a proper understanding of the psul mentioned in our Gemara may let us know how to deal with this halacha l'maisa. Right? We can't prove anything from our Gemara necessarily about that issue right now. But if we understand what the psul of Ovid Kochavim really is, then maybe we'll be able to deal with this very important halacha l'maisa issue. Meaning, if you're a posek and someone asks you, can you send a get in the mail, you open up to Git and Daf Chav Gimel and you learn about Ovid Kochavim and what it means, Lav B'nei Krisus, and where the psul of Lav B'nei Krisus matters and where it doesn't matter. So it's that kind of issue. So take a look. Let's see what the Rishonim deal with in the back. When I was in Kerem Biavne, my first year, I had a chavrusa morning seder night seder, the same guy that I learned with both Siddur, and we used to learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, Rad. That was our seder. And the reason we enjoyed doing that was because when you learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, Rad, you get an idea of every major issue the Rishonim deal with. You're not going to get every approach in the Rishonim. There are going to be things that the Rashba says that the Ran doesn't quote and that this one says, you know, but you'll get an idea of every major issue that at least comes up, and whichever ones you want to look into, you'll be able to look into. You get an idea of every major issue that comes up, and you'll also very often find out if there's a Shver Rambam, if there's a difficult Rambam. Because the Ran very often quotes when there's a difficult Rambam. So that's the advantage of learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Rad, just as a basic beginning to a sugya is fantastic. Now our problem was we never went past that. We just did Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Rad. We never really were interested in going into more. But let's see. Take a look at the Ran. Let's go to the Ran. Yeral from Beis Bedap Erif. So says the Ran. We have a Shverer Rambam. Actually, let's even do before that. The Ran raises another issue. The Ran discusses our male issue. So let's start with the male issue. Again, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So this isn't as a commentary on the Gemara. You can't start use the Gemara really even as a starting point in this. Yudal from Beis Dibarashal Kol Ksheir and Lahavi Asaget Chutz Micher Shot Vekata. So says the Ran, Kosav Balachos Gedolos. The Bahag writes as follows. Bo Rabban Kamed Rav Chananya Gaon. The Rabban asked Rav Chananya Gaon. Bekala Rabasi, Ovid Kochavim Lav Bar Shlichus. We know a guy is not a Bar Shlichus. Mal Lemintzve Lechad Gita, Ulukruche Bechad Mana, Velomar Lo Ovid Kochavim Amti Hadamana Li Yisrael Ploni, Velesve Litze. Can you take a get? Can you put it in an envelope? Give it to a guy, and say to the guy, give this to that Jew in that town, and he will give it to my wife. Mailman. V'amr lehu l'rabbanan b'yad Ovid Kochavim klal klal lo. What does it sound like? B'yad Ovid Kochavim klal klal lo. No, you don't want a guy anywhere near your get. V'rabbanan dahashta ka'amri, but contemporary rabbis have said in Gaonic times, Avla gav da aisi Ovid Kochavim legita heichad yave li Yisrael vayu Yisrael yave beede mesira li itza lichadchila lo min asfinan la dovi chom la b'nei brisu v'in siva lo mafkinan la. Still not great, but what does he say? If you give it to a guy and the guy gives it to the Jew and the Jew gives it to the woman, not a good idea, but if you did it, she's and she got remarried, we'll let her stay married. Meaning she's really divorced. Make her idea she's really divorced. but we would make you do the get over again. We wouldn't let her get remarried just based on that get. We would make you do the get over again. So it's not a technical psul, but we'd be machmir midrabanan. Let's say the guy himself gave it to the woman. Then it would be possible legamri, right? So we're sort of hedging a little bit. We're saying this is bad, but not as bad. So not being a ben krisos makes it that the whole get would be possible, right? If you give it to the woman. But if you don't give it to the woman, then it's some other problem. What's that some other problem? What? Is it lav b'nei bris? But that l'chor is also only a problem when you're the shliach that's actually delivering on it. So what might be another problem with a guy, having a guy bring it somewhere else? What? Lav b'nei shlichus, which is same as similar to lav b'nei bris. So what? Do you need to be a shliach to let's say I take a slingshot and I shoot the get, you know, 100 yards away, and the guy catches it and brings it to my wife. So the slingshot's lav b'nei shlichus. You know, I put it on a paper airplane. It's not. It got there. I give it to a monkey. Nice lakov. I give it to a monkey. The monkey brings it, and I see that someone else has it, and he gives it to my wife. So is that a problem per se? What might the issue be with the guy? Oh, why? Why wouldn't you know? But the guy says, he tells you he came from a Jew. Oh, maybe it's a lack of ne'manus. See, this is a very important conversation to have, because we're going to have to figure out what we paskin by sending it in the mail. If the whole issue of sending in the mail is a ne'manus issue, if the reason the Ran says that the contemporary rabbis said that you can't rely on such a get l'chadchila, you can't let a woman get remarried with such a get l'chadchila, is because of a ne'manus issue, so do we ever trust a guy for anything? Is there ever ne'manus? So there are certain cases where a guy might have ne'manus. Like what? What?
Mail.
Why?
Because he doesn't even look at it.
How do I know he's not opening it?
Laws against it.
There are laws against it. He's an employee. He's getting paid, and he'll get fired. There's something called mirtas. If he has constant fear that if he's caught doing something, if he messes around with this, he's in big, big trouble. So then maybe that gives him a level of ne'amanus. So if the whole problem with the guy being the delivery man is that it's a lack of ne'amanus, but neither sleet nor rain nor what, you know. Someone tweeted from Boston last week. Unbelievable, the whole city is shut down and I got my mail today. Neither sleet nor rain nor terrorists nor... Got his mail. That's their job. They have a significant level of mirtus. Where do we trust a guy when it's... There's also another concept of masiach lefituma. What if the guy tells you, and he doesn't know you're relying on him for something halachically important... He just happens to tell you something is true by way of making conversation. He has no idea that what he's saying is of any import. He tastes the food and he says, this chicken soup is good, but my mom's is much better because she would put milk in it. And this, he can't taste any milk in this one. He doesn't realize we need him to say that because we don't know if there were, the milk that fell in was batel, the tam was batel or not. So if you have a guy, kfeil arma, mesiach lefituma, a non-Jewish chef, and the Sefer Vitumah just says, would be much better with some milk. So that gives him ne'amanus, because he has no idea that we're trusting him. The mailman doesn't know that he's been trusted with a halachically significant, that marriage and divorce hinges on him delivering this envelope. He's just telling, because that's his job. He's got to deliver the envelope that says, Beis Din of America, and so he brings it to Beis Din of America. So that's going to be important in terms of, right, if that's the issue, if the issue is ne'amanus. Now, he didn't tell us what the issue is yet. Right, all he told us is that you can't rely on this l'chadchila, that it's not good l'chadchila if the guy, even if the guy is just a middleman. Now he explains, but if the guy brings it all the way, then it's no good. If the guy is just a middleman, we won't make the woman get divorced if she gets remarried based on this get. Why? Mishum de Rabbi Shimon. All based on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. What? It's not Rabbi Shimon Omer, af elu ksherim. Am Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shimon l'shitasa, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon assumes like Rabbi Lazar, damar edi mesira karti. Why is it that the get is kosher? It all goes back to edi mesira karti. V'kayim elu k'Rabbi Lazar. What's Eidim Sirikarti? That even though they get a sign, you need Eidim to see it. The signatures aren't that important. You need Eidim to see it being delivered. Oh, so once you say that, now I understand why when the guy delivers it, it's going to be a kosher get. Says the Ran, I don't see the connection. What does Rabbi Lazar Sheet of Eidim Sirikarti have anything whatsoever to do with whether this is a kosher get or not? So, we have, you see, this happens a lot in Rishonim. Rishonim didn't reinvent the wheel. They didn't start new. They were working off of Gemaras, but not just Gemaras. In order to explain Gemaras, they had a lot of traditions from Gaonim. But the problem is that there were a lot of corruptions in the Masorah from Gaonim. There were pieces missing. There were explanations that they didn't have. So they knew they had this Masorah from Gaonim that somehow this halacha relates somehow to Eidim Mesirakarti. But the Ran's like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Eidim Mesirakarti, what does it have anything to do with this? So we're going to have to see if other Rishonim, obviously other Rishonim, if there's such a tradition from Gaonim, other Rishonim are going to have the same tradition or a similar tradition. And whereas the Ran throws his hands up in the air and says, all right, let's move on to the Rambam because I don't know what this is talking about. Other Rishonim may give it a try. And if they don't, then Achronim certainly will. For tomorrow, I'd like you to see, if possible, sometime before Shir, go over this round, this part that we saw, but then take a look at the Rush. The Rush in Simon Chavav and Chavzayin, at the end of the second parak over here, but in particular, the Rush discusses this issue in Simon Chavzayin. The Rush with the carbon asanal on the bottom. Okay? This issue of the mail delivery, Simon Chav Zayin, maybe we'll even have a chance to take a look at some poskim. Okay? We'll stop there for today.